CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A historic indictment today against Hunter Biden, who faces federal charges for lying on paperwork about his drug use to buy a gun in Delaware and for possessing a gun while on narcotics. CBS's Catherine Herridge is in Washington.
These are very serious gun charges, felony gun charges, and that can bring very hefty fines as well as jail time. It seems pretty clear to me that this could provide some leverage or incentive from the special counsel to Hunter Biden's team to try and reach a settlement on this issue alone.
And this comes a day after Republicans announced an impeachment inquiry against President Biden and ahead of 2024. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's fueling the Republicans. It gives additional jitters to the Democrats, and it causes personal distress to the president.
If convicted, Hunter faces years in prison. In Georgia, a judge has separated the state's RICO case, which means former President Trump and 16 defendants will be tried apart from two others. Attorney Joseph Tully.
Two people that have said, look, we're not waiving speedy trial. We want to go to trial right away. Everybody else is saying we need time to look at over all the evidence. We need time to adequately prepare. So the judge is cutting basically two of the accused loose, and they will be tried together.
Lawyers Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough go on trial next month. The House Freedom Caucus is reportedly threatening Speaker Kevin McCarthy's job now if he doesn't agree to deep spending cuts.
We're going to get this done. Nobody wins in a government shutdown. Nobody wins in a government shutdown. I've been here.
The government shuts down if Congress can't reach a deal by the end of the month.
We're here. We're ready to negotiate.
Ford CEO Jim Farley's also fighting to keep the lights on ahead of a major contract deadline with auto workers tonight. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
The United Auto Workers Union is preparing a walkout if they haven't reached a contract agreement with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis by midnight. The UAW is pushing for a 40% pay raise over 4 years, a 32-hour work week with 40-hour pay, and a return to traditional pensions for new hires.
We are preparing to strike these companies in a way they've never seen before.
In Libya, more than 11,000 people have died in floods. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Now, I mean, the focus is on survivors because thousands of homes have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced. Some of them are in desperate need of, you know, the basics, clean water, food, and medicine.
Here at home, Hurricane Lee's threatening parts of New England this weekend with heavy rains and rough surf. The storm could be a Category 1. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Area School District is still looking for substitute teachers as the school year gets underway. According to a WQOW report, the district hires substitutes through a third-party agency called EduStaff for various roles. District officials say they are always looking for more substitute teachers, and the need for them this year is consistent with the need for substitutes in previous years. The district is also looking to fill grounds crew, food and nutrition, and school assistant positions. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Senate plans to vote to override three vetoes handed down by Governor Tony Evers, including the veto that increased school funding for the next 400 years. While Republican lawmakers have the supermajority needed in the state Senate to override the vetoes, they fall short of the supermajority needed to override a veto in the state assembly. The state Senate will also vote to override the governor's veto on a multi-billion dollar tax cut. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
93.5
The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And it's being made in spades in Washington right now in the House of Representatives. Right now in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy is going to be lucky to hold on to his speakership. Right now, as a way to try to solve the spending debacle that's going to happen on September 30, the U.S. Senate just voted 91 to 7 to open the package of spending bills. There are 12 spending bills that have to be approved by September 30. And I've got news for everybody. They ain't going to be approved by September 30. Why not? Because right now, there's only one of them that's been approved, one of them that has passed the Senate and the House. There's 11 others, and we're talking about defense. We're talking about spending to keep the government open. You know, one of the things is we're talking about this issue, I remember distinctly, and the fraud behind this statement is really apparent to me right now. Do you remember when Ron Johnson in the state said, look, let's re-vote on Social Security every year? All of Social Security, all of it, every year. And then this fellow Scott, this Republican from Florida, said, well, how about every 5 years? Well, no, every year. We'll be sure to renew it. We'll be sure to renew it. They're not even renewing the defense budget. They're not reviewing anything. The fraud behind those statements, that they really cared about any of that, is appalling. But let's get back to it right now. So what happened was, you remember in the spring, Kevin McCarthy and Biden entered into an agreement. And it was an agreement to keep the government going after September 30 at present spending levels, with some exceptions for defense. Present spending levels is the best Biden can do, and it was a good deal. McCarthy went back to his caucus. Remember, it took him 15 ballots to become speaker. He had to sell his soul. He had to sell his soul to the devil. He said, any one of you can call a vote on throwing me out of the chair. I will do everything you want. I'll impeach Biden. I'll do this. I'll do that. Anything, anything you want. Anything, anything, anything. They then gave him enough votes to be speaker, which is all he wanted. He wanted the position, the prestige of being speaker. Now, what's happening? Well, now what's happening? Guess how many days they have to work this month? They've been gone for a couple of weeks. They have 9 more days. You may say, well, Matt, today is September 14. They have 16 days. No, they don't. They have 9 days. They don't work a lot. They don't work a lot. So 9 days, you think they're going to pass 11 bills and it'll go to the Senate and then the Senate will pass them? This is what's called the conciliation conference. When the Senate and the House are a little bit different, they have to go back. There won't be anything for Biden to sign on September 30. They're doing this to jam Biden, to try to close it down. There's a caucus in the Republican House called the Burn It Down Caucus. It's a subset of the Freedom Caucus. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I no longer belong to the Burn It Down Caucus. She actually does. She's toxic. But there is a Burn It Down the Caucus that has said they will vote for nothing. They want the government shut down. And McCarthy went to them and he said, well, okay, come on. You can't really mean that. What do you want? And here's what they said. They said, well, we want a vote to impeach Joe Biden. We want no short-term stopgaps on spending. We want a balanced budget, a balanced budget, right? Joe Biden has been balancing the budget better than Trump or any Republican ever did. He's cut the deficit a lot. We want term limits for all congressmen. We want Hunter Biden subpoenaed in front of the Congress. And we want to bust the deal that McCarthy did with Biden this spring and lower it far lower. Well, McCarthy said, look, yeah, I mean, I can't do that. And so Matt Gaetz is shooting his mouth off. Trafficker Gaetz, remember Gaetz, his wingman turned him in. Somehow he escaped prosecution down in Florida. Matt Gaetz goes, well, what you've done is not good enough. What is pathetic? You know, Gaetz said, well, we're going to move to vacate the chair for not complying in good faith with our secret deal in January. And when I read that, what secret deal is that? There's not supposed to be secrecy in government on money. You shouldn't be cutting secret deals. Apparently, they cut a secret deal. They claim that McCarthy said that whatever he did with Biden, he would do what he had to do at the time and then stick a knife in the whole thing. McCarthy denies it. I think Gaetz is overstating it. I also don't put it past McCarthy to do anything to be the speaker. But he has a problem. He floated the idea in the Republican caucus of impeaching Joe Biden. 20 Republicans opposed it. 20 Republicans. Right now, their margin is 222 to 212. There must be one that comes out to 444, and their 445 congressmen. It must be that somebody is, there's a vacant seat somewhere. But in any event, he can't lose more than 4 votes. And 20 of them said, are you kidding? We voted to impeach Joe Biden right now and no evidence. We'd lose reelection. They won't do it. No Democrat will go along with them. So he goes back to the Freedom Caucus and he says, guys, look, I mean, I can put it to a vote. We're going to lose. It's going to look bad. Tell you what, I have a sneaky little solution. Sneaky Kevin McCarthy, sneaky little solution. I'm just going to launch an investigation on my own. I'll have one of the committees say, okay, and then I'll do it, and then we'll issue subpoenas. They forgot one thing. They forgot one thing in the law, and that is this. Nancy Pelosi actually did that. She launched an investigation of Trump before putting it to a vote because it looked like it would be, at that point, several years ago, it would be, you know, pretty dicey. And she issued subpoenas. And you know what the court did? The appellate court did? It struck down the subpoenas and says, you cannot issue them unless there's a vote. So this thing is dead on arrival anyway, but the McCarthy people, the people opposed to McCarthy, the Freedom Caucus people go, that ain't good enough. That ain't good enough. No, sir. No, sir. That ain't good enough. We want you we want you to start the vote and win it. Well, he had 20 of them who are also chicken. They're not doing it out of conviction. Well, I'm not going to do it. So he launches this vote. They're going to issue subpoenas. It's going to go up to the courts. They're going to strike down the subpoenas. And here is the dirty little secret. Every Republican congressman in this state, remember, we have 8 congressmen, 6 of them are Republican, gerrymandered. If we had fair maps, it'd be 4-4. It might even be 3 Republicans, 5 Democrats. Every Republican supports McCarthy. Some of them, like Tiffany and Fitzgerald, go, yeah, we got to get Biden. We got to get Biden because they're in districts they think that they can't be beaten in. Some like Stile won't return calls to the press. Some like Gallagher go, well, you know, I'm going to take a look. Van Orden, remember the guy that carried a loaded gun into an Iowa airport? Cursed out high school kids, high school pages for taking pictures while they're lying in the rotunda, which is how you take a picture in a rotunda. Try going to rotunda and do what? Just hold the camera up over your head? No, you lie down and you take a picture. He's a piece of work. All these Republicans, don't forget this at voting time. All these Republicans went ahead. All of them went ahead, say we support Kevin McCarthy. So what does Gates do? Gates says, the arrogance of this guy, turned in by his wingman, avoids prosecution. Quote, to McCarthy, the path forward is to bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you. Hey, you know, that wouldn't sit well with me. If I were the speaker and some punk congressman who had just avoided prosecution comes up to me and goes, Matt, the path forward is to bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you. What do you think Fighting Bob La Follette would have said to that? What do you think Pat Lucey would have said to that? What do you think Bill Proxmire would have said to that? They are going to bust what's called a continuing resolution. That's a stopgap spending measure. That's happened in the past, and it ain't great, but it's better than nothing. They all get together and they go, okay, all right, we'll just keep going at present levels while we continue to fight about it, and at least everybody gets paid. There was a time when Ted Cruz shut it down, the FBI didn't get paid, Coast Guard didn't get paid. People got IOUs, doctors providing care in the VA got IOUs. Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, goes, well, they can take out a loan just like I do. I go and take, yeah, he takes out loans because he's a billionaire. He's in bed with the Russians, and he is a director of the Bank of Cyprus, which is one of these banks that's full of Russian autocrats that lend money to Donald Trump. He can get loans. Some of you may be able to go out and get a homeowner equity loan. For what? Your salary? Is that what you want to do? And there's a lot of people that can't even do that. Stay tuned. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Very shortly, September 30 is going to come, and McCarthy is going to have to cobble together some moderate Republicans and some Democrats, or we're shutting down. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A little patchy fog possible this morning, but that should burn off by mid-morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high right around 70. Weekend looking good. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Don't hang up. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Something when you were talking about Donald Trump borrowing the money. And,
right.
You know, every bank... Just a minute. I got to echo in here. Hang on.
You're okay. I can hear you.
Is this better?
Yeah, that might be on our end. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
Donald Trump could not get a loan anywhere in America. He could not get a loan in Europe. Deutsche Bank turned him down. And guess what? Putin says, I'll give you whatever you need. That's a fact. That's not a... I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to have to hang up. He's got quite an echo.
Okay, no, Bill, I'm going to repeat what you said. It's important. Then I'm going to go to the next caller. Bill said Trump could... You know, Trump had such a bad credit rating. I mean, Trump... pulled the plug 6 times on his casinos and other businesses, screwed a lot of banks. They wouldn't give him money. Deutsche Bank finally got scared and cut him off. Bank of Cyprus, where Wilbur Ross was a director, he did get money from. And then there is a mystery money. It came from the Russians. But if you think that was just Eric Trump shooting his mouth off, that wasn't just Eric Trump shooting his mouth off. Here's what happened. He owed about $50 million to Deutsche Bank and elsewhere. And he had a property in Florida. Suddenly, somebody, some anonymous figure goes, I'll pay you $100 million for that property. It's worth $50 million. Well, that's kind of nice. Guy offers me double what my thing is worth. Okay. Yeah. Okay. A Rusky close to Putin. He gets $100 million. He pays off his loans and all that and gets himself a little spending money for the old weasel sack. And then you'd think, well, maybe the guy was a real estate genius. Maybe he was going to develop it, make money. You know what he did? He tore the building down, $100 million, tore the building down and left it vacant. We had a crooked president. He was on the take from the Russians. That's got to be understood. Absolutely has to be understood. Going back to the lines, Gene and Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show. You know, you think that things would be getting better instead of more outrageous. Are you getting an echo from me?
Yeah, and just so you know and all the callers know, I love the callers. The show is about callers. We've upgraded our system here, and it may be that we're dealing with some bugs, but you just keep talking, Joan. You just keep talking. Okay. It's on our end, not your end. Okay, we just lost Jean of Eau Claire. So, Jean, God bless you. Call back when you can, and this is all good. Let me tell you something. We're just talking about what's going to happen on September 30. We've been shut down before. Newt Gingrich did it once. Remember Newt Gingrich, speaker in the 90s? Clinton snookered him time and again. He shut it down. Do you remember why he shut it down? Do you remember why? I'll tell you why. Because there was a plane with congressmen going, and I think it was going to the Middle East. I think it was going to Israel. It may have been to a funeral of a prominent individual. And when it got on, this is on Air Force One, these dignitaries all have a pretty high opinion of themselves. Newt Gingrich did. And he didn't get the right seat, he thought. He wasn't, he wanted to be in the cockpit? He wasn't close to Clinton. And he got miffed. He felt disrespected. He felt that he'd lost face. So he shut the government down. You know something? It costs something to shut the government down. It costs something. Borrowing costs and a lot of other things. A couple of years later, Ted Cruz shut it down. Remember, they have unanimous consent in the Senate. He didn't consent to anything. Shut it down. It cost us $25 billion. And that time, we went something like 40, 45 days. And there's a lot of folks didn't get paid. That demoralizes a workforce. That's one reason why one of the bond rating agencies lowered the United States bond rating this spring. Lowered it from AAA. Lowered it. That immediately increases your borrowing costs. It costs us billions of dollars. You know why they said they lowered it? They lowered it, they said, because they don't have faith in the Congress. Don't have faith in the Congress sticking a knife in the country and not agreeing to pay our debts. Even though Joe Biden had bullied Kevin McCarthy and got a deal, nevertheless, they lowered our bond rating because they could see the handwriting on the wall. And this is what's coming to pass now. The Republican Party attacks the United States. The Republican Party is not for America. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. They don't all steal it. Not all of them. No, they don't all steal it. A couple of them work to let their donors steal it. And the rest of them are they get scammed all the time. Foxconn turned down Medicaid money. If you see a Republican, hide your wallet because it may disappear. If a Republican goes to shake your hand, check for your watch afterwards. You will lose things, and you'll lose a lot of money. And here's the sad thing. They are still insisting that there be a vote on the impeachment of Joe Biden, even though it would lose because 20 of them are chicken. It's not enough to go ahead with an unconstitutional and illegal investigation just by Kevin McCarthy. And this just in, Ron DeSantis is now secretly siding with the Freedom Caucus, calling them and egging them on. A lot more on this. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is giving a speech in Maryland right now, but has not mentioned his son Hunter's federal indictment stemming from a gun purchase in Delaware. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Two counts are related to Biden claiming he was not using illegal drugs when he purchased a revolver back in October of 2018.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This was part of that plea agreement that fell apart, and fell apart in a way that was so unexpected, in the sense that plea agreements, particularly on the federal level, don't fall apart.
A trial date hasn't been set yet, but 2024 is not looking good. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is certainly very bad news for President Biden. It's very bad news for the Biden reelection campaign, and it's certainly bad news for Hunter Biden.
Hunter faces serious prison time if convicted, but his legal team insists he's not a threat to public safety. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A new outdoor exhibit is under construction at the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the museum is building a nest to give children a place to play outdoors with their parents and gives them the opportunity to learn and engage with nature. The project reportedly cost $50,000 and was funded through grants and donations. The exhibit is scheduled to open in the next few weeks. The University of Wisconsin Systems has announced enrollment is on the rise, seeing a 3% increase in new freshman enrollment this school year. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin Systems estimates an enrollment of 161,322 students for the fall 2023 semester. The increase in enrollment marks the first time the University of Wisconsin Systems has seen an enrollment increase since 2014. Campuses in Madison, Green Bay, Platteville, Stevens Point, and Whitewater are the ones that saw increases. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you an order. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling again. Just got a quick seat. I can get, you know, reverb. I really do believe that they are a chaos, and they're attacking our democracy with weapons of mass deception, destruction, and abuse of power. What's doing right now, nobody should be allowed to do this. We shouldn't even be in those offices because they are hurting our military, national security, and our homeland security, and our basic everyday security. Now, get off the air because I hear myself back. Thank you. Bye.
No, Gene, that is an excellent call. Thank you. And as you can tell, we're still working on these engineering updates on the sound coming from callers. But you're absolutely right. What's going on is unparalleled in the history of the United States. The only exception might have been some of the Confederate states before 1860. But even then, they didn't go to the level that's going on right now. And we call them out, and we're going to continue to call them out. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Yeah, it's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you.
You know, I got a solution for this silly government shutdown every couple of months. You know, you had mentioned that the FBI didn't get paid, the Coast Guard didn't get paid. These communist sympathizers that are voting, that vote for a government shutdown, they shouldn't get their pay either. I bet you wouldn't see any government shutdown anymore. So thank you for taking my call, man.
Yeah, that's a great... Yeah, right. It'd be nice to these senators. But the problem is some of these senators owe a lot of money. But you're right. Absolutely. You know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. But the stories we heard, you know, what finally opened it up was some of the Republicans went to Cruz and to McConnell and said, you got to put an end to this thing, because at some point their own constituents, you know, they may have voted Republican, but they have a family member who works in an office somewhere and they're not getting a paycheck. And some clown in Trump's cabinet goes, well, they can take loans. Let me tell you something. The average person cannot walk into a bank and say, I'm not getting paid. Can you lend me $5,000 to tide me over a couple of months? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's what they're doing. They do not care. Just like Gina Auclair said, they do not care about the United States. They care about their own power. They'll collude with Putin. They'll do anything they have to. By doing this, by the way, you know what they're signaling. They're signaling to the Chinese and they're signaling to the Ruskies. We are so divided, we're weak, and you may be able to take some chances. You may be able to take some chances because we got our bond rating downgraded, increasing the cost of our borrowing just because of this kind of shenanigans. The Democratic Party never does this. Under Trump, as much as we didn't like things, he was using money for stuff we didn't want. We did not shut down the government. Come back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Matt Gaetz talking about law and order. When he's the guy, how many traffic violations did he get away with it? And the whole, of course, the whole underage girl that he was, you know, taking across state lines that wasn't followed up as clearly, as hard as it should have been. And these guys are fortunate we don't run ourselves the way the Soviet Union or Russia or the Chinese do, because some of these guys would be falling out of windows.
No, you're right. And the thing is, the fact of the matter is, and as I alluded to just before the break, Ron DeSantis has gotten into this now. Ron DeSantis, pathetic individual, Ron DeSantis is on the phone with Chip Roy and some of the worst of the Freedom Caucus, kind of counseling them. I got your back. I got your back. This is what you do. The Republican Party is rotten, rotten to the core. One of the guys who was more of a stand-up guy, Mitt Romney, just announced he's not running for re-election. You know, the guy's 76 years old, not going to run for re-election. He'd be 77 or 8. You know, he'd be 84 by the time he got out. And he said he doesn't recognize the Republican Party anymore. And you know what Trump did? He piles on, insults him, and exalts. I mean, it's a clown party, but it's not funny because we are going to run out of money. Let me go to something else that's very, very similar. It is of a piece, Tommy Tuberville. We talked about this a week or so ago. Tommy Tuberville, under the thing called unanimous consent, continues to say he's not going to promote any senior officers, not going to permit it. As a result, the Marine Corps does not have a commandant. The Navy does not have a chief of naval operations, and the Army does not have a commanding general. The Chinese see this. The Ruskies see it. Iran sees it. North Korea sees it. And what is unanimous consent? It's an unconstitutional vanity that the Senate voted on itself for a long time, where they have this concept of being the most exclusive club in the world. There's 100 of them. So they all sit around like it's a big village square, and any one of them can shut things down. Any one of them can refuse to permit something to be brought to the floor. Any one of them. Now, in the old days, right after George Washington was elected, and this thing matured, it didn't wasn't there right at the start. And it's unconstitutional because the Constitution makes it clear that we have a House and the Senate and majority rules. But in any event, early on, you had people who might disagree with tactics, but they didn't disagree with their love of country. That changed. That changed in 1860. Tommy Tuberville, remember, is the guy that said, a white supremacist is only an American. A white supremacist is only a Trump supporter. The Confederacy, some of the senior Confederate people in the 1870s said, they confessed to journalists, they said, we were crazy to take up arms. We couldn't beat the North. We should have stayed in the Congress and the Senate, and we could have destroyed the country that way. And that's what they're doing right now. That's what they're doing right now. This unanimous consent, and not a single one of them of any party will attack it. I saw it. We know that a number of the Republicans are crooked and corrupt. A number of the Republicans have tried to destroy our democracy. They've just tried to destroy our democracy by feeding fake electors to Pence, that kind of thing. They will do anything to keep power and to hurt Joe Biden. So even if it's Donald Trump, he gets into power. But what about the Democrats? I saw Amy Klobuchar interviewed about a week ago, and this issue came up from Chris Hayes on MSNBC. She said, well, you know, this is Tuberville. It's not right. Nothing we can do. And Chris Hayes didn't press her. What do you mean there's nothing you can do? You can bring a motion, put in a bill to get rid of unanimous consent. Say it takes 30 senators to not let it go to the floor, 40, not just one. And what about the rest of our senators? The Republicans are the problem. They support Tommy Tuberville. They will stab America. But we're going to the lines. No, we're not going to the lines. Somebody just hang up. So I'll continue with this segment. 15 of the senators did send a letter to Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State. And was the letter that, well, we should get rid of unanimous consent? No. The letter attacked Israel and said that we should not admit Israel into the visa waiver program. There's a visa waiver program where European countries, NATO countries, friends of ours like Israel, their citizens can come here. They don't need a visa. They can stay here for, say, 90 days, 60 days, and their passport's good enough. But 15 Democrats said, no, don't permit Israel to take advantage of that. They don't like Netanyahu. A lot of people have a problem with Netanyahu in Israel. I look on it this way. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. And Israel is a democracy. And it comports with our values. Who are the senators? Elizabeth Warren was one of them. Bernie Sanders is one of them. Tammy Baldwin is one of them. I've got a suggestion, and then we're going to go to the lines. Withdraw that letter. Support the addition of Israel to the visa waiver program. And then say, we 15 are going to bring a motion to get rid of unanimous consent. The enemy is not Israel. The enemy is Tommy Tuberville. The enemy is white supremacy, and the enemy is not promoting our senior officers. Mike McCall, a Republican who's the head of the Armed Services Committee in the House, said that Tuberville is paralyzing the military. He's a Republican. Secretary of the Navy and the Defense Secretary said that it's now a national security problem and it is a national security issue and our military is becoming demoralized. And finally, before we go to the lines, I'm going to say this. I serve in the Navy. There's a lot of people who go, well, you know, maybe it's good to be against senior officers. Let me tell you something. When I was in the Navy, we liked our CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, Emil Zumwalt. You want leadership. The Marine Corps needs a commandant. The Marines have some of the toughest fighting of all. They went cave to cave against the Japanese during the Second World War. the Vietnam War at Hue and a lot of other places, they were outnumbered and they stood their ground. And in North Korea, they did the same thing and a lot of them got bayoneted. They liked the idea of being a crack fighting force and they look up to their commandant. And you have a clown like Tuberville who did not serve. He did not serve, saying the hell with them. Enough is enough. So my advice to the Democrats, you're not going to get any help from the Republicans. They're part of the problem. Withdraw the letter attacking Israel and instead attack Tommy Tuberville. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
Hi, Matt. I just wanted three points that I wanted to touch on that you had to say. First off, you were talking about Newt Gingrich, and I did want to mention that when this happened, Newt Gingrich was coming home at 4 a.m. and was irritated that he wasn't going to be at the front of the plane. 4 a.m. Who's going to be out there taking pictures of you at 4 a.m. And shut down the government over this? Absolutely right. Ridiculous. I think it's important that you were mentioning the number of people that are affected. If we do this shutdown of government and in this state, start thinking about people who work in our national forests, start people who work the port, Coast Guard, that kind of thing. All of those people are going to be affected by this. And I think your comment that these people can't just sashay into a bank and say, gee, give me a loan. I'm not being paid, but give me a loan. And I think this goes to another point, the last point I'd like to make. You were talking about the Burn It Down Caucus, which I can't even believe that they would use this language to describe what they are about. Burn it down. You're getting a paycheck from the taxpayers, and your feeling about the U.S. government is that you want to burn it down once you give up your paycheck. But one thing that came out of that was just this viciousness that's out there now. And I read that Mitt Romney, who is leaving, had some comments to make about his sense of safety after January 6th and his willingness to go and be that kind of lone vote on impeachment. And people apparently had come up to him and said, don't do it. You know, don't you think about your family? You're going to be in bad trouble. Think about your safety. He said, Mitt Romney said, that he is spending $5,000 a day since January 6th on safety issues. Okay, who can afford that, Matt? He's a rich guy. Who else is going to be able to afford that kind of money for taking an unpopular vote against Donald Trump, who is a man who is setting about to exact revenge? I think it's a point of consideration. And when you look at this Burn It Down Caucus and the fact that somebody felt so unsafe that they're spending $5,000 a day to keep their family safe, I think we've got some problems going on. Thanks, Matt.
Excellent call. We're going right to a break, so I'll have to comment afterwards. I see the rest of you. Do not hang up. Joe, thanks for that extra detail you always provide. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.
A little patchy fog possible this morning, but that should burn off by mid-morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high right around 70. Weekend looking good. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Kurt, what's in your mind today?
Here's an interesting thought. What's stopping someone like the Navy lining all the men up on the ship and having a huge banner saying, Tommy Tuberville, stop hurting our country?
Yeah, right. No, that's good. You know, the thing about, and you know what's sad about this? You know what's really sad about this? There are a disproportionate number of Southern people in the military, because historically, as economic conditions had been harder in some areas like that, people went in the military. They were the best sailors. They're the best friends, best shipmates. Stood watch together. I stood there with guys from Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oklahoma, obviously Wisconsin, New York, California. We're all the same. We're all buddies. The idea of screwing them and not permitting, you see, you got to understand something. If you decapitate the leadership, they're doing Putin's work. They're doing Xi's work. They're doing the North Korean work. When you do that, first of all, there are a lot of people that go into the military that are idealistic, and they think, you know, I may make a career. Maybe I'll end up as an admiral, or, you know, if they're an enlisted man, as a chief petty officer or woman. And they see the politics, and they see a clown who never served in the military in Alabama saying, well, it's too woke. They have too many officers anyway. How the hell does he know? They don't have too many officers. Are you kidding me? When the Marines at Wei, there were these human wave attacks from the Vietnamese, from the Viet Cong and the NBA. And in North Korea, my uncle Jerry was wounded. He's an advanced scout up on a mountain, old Baldy, and suddenly a Chinese wave comes at him. And these guys just stood there with machine guns, and then they had to use bayonets. And a clown from Alabama, white supremacist, says, I'm not going to serve, but I think they have too many officers. Hey, get out of there. Get the hell out of there. Going back to the lines in order. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, man. I just want to say that the Republicans do not stand for free and fair elections in this state. Josh Call is finally standing tall on the Megan Wolf vote today. But they do not stand, period, for free and fair elections. In Tupperville, We are having problems with recruitment numbers in the armed forces right now, and it may get worse. Thanks.
Excellent point. You're right on the money and all. We didn't have time to talk about Megan Wolf today. I'll talk about him tomorrow. I'm doing 2 hours tomorrow. I'm doing two to four because we have my friend Todd Albo is going to be, I think, off at a wedding or something. And so I'm going to do 2 to 3 for him and 3 to 4 for me. So it'll all be Matt Flynn direct. And so we'll get to a lot of issues. Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I was just calling to ask you what's the story with Georgia, Fulton County. Now the judge is saying that he wants to break up the 19 defendants.
Right. That's a good point. And Steve, let me hit that right now before the end of the show here. It's an excellent question. There are 19 defendants, and two of them, remember Meadows and that Sidney Powell, go, you know, we want to be tried in, Chesbro and Sidney Powell, they want to be tried at the end of October, which is like 6 weeks away. And the prosecutor was aggressive. I like the prosecutor. She goes, I want all 17 of the others. Well, no, the judge did what I think I'd do. I'd say if you have a waiver, you better put a waiver in of your right to a speedy trial, because you have a right to a speedy trial. You have a right to trial in a couple of days like that. And if you put your waiver, Trump put a waiver in, so he severs it. They'll, you know, but trying 19 people in a courtroom is tough anyway. I mean, she's a wonderful prosecutor, very aggressive, but this was not unanticipated. But what it means, Steve, or Kurt, is that what's going to happen then is that it's going to be put off till the spring. I'd like to think that it can go before next November presidential election. I think that Jack Smith can do it. Eileen Mercedes Cannon is dragging her feet. But what this means, I hope, and he said, I may sever the others into chunks. You know, Trump's the big deal, so maybe him and one other two, or maybe just him and the rest. And that's judicial discretion. This guy is a solid guy. So he didn't force them all to go to trial October, I think it's 21st or 2nd. But, you know, in a case like that, you run the risk of being reversed on appeal because they didn't have time to prepare if they waive their right to a speedy trial. Thanks a lot for calling. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's from my day, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, I just wanted to say that there's a lot going on with unions and organized labor these days. Sounds like UAW might go on strike today. I just want to give a shout out to unions and labor and encourage everybody to support the actions that are being taken by the UAW and SAG-AFTRA and WGA. And let's close that income inequality gap and support organized labor.
Great call, Todd or Billy. Great call. We're the party of labor, and I'll tell you, machinists over here in Milwaukee, the AFL-CIO, the electricians, and a lot of them were very helpful to me in my career, and I think the world of labor. So that's a wonderful call. And finally, and you're right, and you know, Joe Biden's the right guy to be in charge, because what's going to happen is, you know, there's going to have to be a negotiation, a mediation, and there's going to have to be, we have to make sure that our national security is preserved. So he has Tommy Tuberville not putting in a commandant of the Marine Corps or a CNO or a commanding general of the Army. And thank God Joe Biden's the president, Donald Trump were the president, Chinese would be in Taiwan, all of Ukraine would be in Russia, and they'd be into Poland right now. Trump's a traitor to the country. But great call. And yeah, in Fulton County, just to reprise that, the 19 people. You have a right to a speedy trial. You have to waive it, or you go to trial, say, in 60 days. Well, two of them were playing poker. They were playing poker. They go, okay, we want to go in 60 days, see what you can do to us. That was Cheeseborough and Sidney Powell. The other 17 don't. The judge was, he said, okay, you can't just shoot your mouth off and say no. You have to put in your waiver of a speedy trial act, and then I will decide when it is, which he can do, and I suspect he'll set it for the middle spring. That's what he'll do. And then Trump will moan and groan and try to appeal and delay. And then what's going to happen is he'll divide it into chunks. The other 17, it'll be like 9 and 8, or, you know, something like 3 of them, and so on. Excellent show, guys. And thank you for putting up with our conversion to an upgraded engineering system and phone system. And we're still in progress. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow from 2 to 4. It's filling in for Todd Albo from 2 to 3, me from 3 to 4. Stand by for a great show, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
Will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work. You know, on the sound, was I coming across okay going out?
Yeah, no, you were sounding great. And
sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.